This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines, they are open. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website, great resource, again, to learn more about Klaus Financial. There's separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email that you'll receive in your inbox. Not only does it have a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, also a link to the most recent podcast, again, that available at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And of course, our phone lines are open right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. And guys, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to talk with you, CJ. Malia, how about this beautiful white fluffy stuff we've got?
I think winter has arrived, hasn't it?
It sure has. It sure has. And we're still in that kind of that honeymoon phase with snow, yeah, where it's exciting.
It still looks pretty, yes, kind of.
Exactly. Speaking of seasonal stuff, of course, we are getting towards the end of the year, just a handful of days away. And we're actually going to look ahead to 2023. We'll talk a little bit about goals and some planning that you should be doing for the upcoming year. I mentioned earlier, the phone lines are open. It is a great opportunity today. Maybe you're working from the home office, listen to us on your smart speaker or on your radio, and maybe you've had a question, you've been commuting and unable to pick up the phone and call. Now is the day to call with that question, because CJ and Malia are here for you. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about 2023 and plans for goals coming up this year in just a moment. Also, we are going to do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week this week. Chance to get yourself a little something and win a great prize. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Home Depot for the winner of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program, but I will tell you, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. Before we start talking this week's topic, let's take a look back at last week's show and conversation and talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week from last week, as well as the answer.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about Social Security, our favorite subject, and what what you should know about full retirement age, what that means to you, otherwise referred to as FRA. So lots of listeners last week called in to answer this question: how much of your Social Security benefit can you collect at your full retirement age? 50% or 100%. So we had some listeners listening very carefully. And our winner, I don't know if she can walk to our office to get her prize, but she actually lives in Fitchburg. So congratulations to Erin. Correctly answered, 100% of your Social Security benefit can be collected at your FRA. So listen to last week's show if you're unsure of how to calculate your FRA, and wait to take your benefit for as long as possible.
Really great stuff. Erin, congratulations. That's a nice little, we're a Highway PD and Seminole Highway.
Yeah, just
a
great walk on over.
Yeah, pick it up. That's very, very cool. So we're going to be looking forward to 2023. Let's start thinking about kind of the little mind shift this week and kind of looking towards 2023. And CJ, any financial goal planning we should be doing or thinking about right now?
Yes, there is. So I think we all know it's been quite a year as it relates to financial planning and really the markets. So financial planning includes things like estate planning, so wills, trust, powers of attorney. It includes your taxes. It includes your cash flow, so money in, money out, where your money is going, and it includes investments. So as if you've been investing in your 401k or IRA or any other after-tax account for that matter, it's been quite a year, but that is only one component. Think of it as a, maybe 10-15% component of your overall financial plan. So there is no better time than the present to look at potentially making adjustments as you shift into 2023. So we have some positive ideas for you to consider to start out the new year on the right foot, and here are a few of those. Number one, consider assessing your debt levels. Include any extra debt you may have incurred over the holidays, and then understand the amount of interest you're paying to hold that debt. So often what happens is people put their head in a hole and they say, yeah, I've got some debt. I generally know what it is and I have online access. But if Malia or I ask a simple question, okay, well, how much interest are you paying? Often the answer, I don't really know. I'd have to go check that. And that is a big miss in our humble opinion. You want to know not only how much debt you have, but you want to know how much cash flow that steals from your paycheck. And you want to know of the cash flow that it steals, how much of it is actually just going to pay the banker that gave you the loan. Another consideration would be keeping your older car potentially for another year. So listen, with the amount of time we spend consulting around vehicle purchases can be exorbitant. And we are not here to be Debbie Downers. If you have enough money to buy a wonderfully nice, expensive vehicle, God bless you, go do it. But what we often hear is not that. We hear, hey, you know, I've got to put a couple thousand dollars into my car that has 100,000 miles on it. And everybody knows that 100,000 miles, cars become unreliable. So I'm not going to put that $2,000 in. I'm going to buy a new one for $40,000. And we go, but you don't have that money. And they go, I know, but they'll give me a loan. Listen, that is irrational. That is irrational. Now, again, if you have $40,000 and you want to buy the car with cash, God bless you. But if you can't afford the $2,000 car fix-up, what makes you think you can afford the $40,000 new car? So it's an emotional, irrational financial decision. So be cautious with vehicles. It's one area people can get themselves in trouble.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. What else you got for us, CJ?
Yeah, so another kind of positive idea as you move into the new year to think about would be reviewing your month budget. Now, clearly, there's a difference between a budget and an expense summary. An expense summary is step number one, which is to say, hey, I don't really know where my money goes right now. All I know is it comes in a checking account, it's gone at the end of the month.
CJ, we're having a little connection issue. We're going to try and get reconnected with CJ in just a moment because it was getting good, and that's how it always seems to happen. And of course, with the weather and things like that, we're going to reconnect with CJ and Malia. In the meantime, this is the prime opportunity right now to get on the air, 608-321-1310. We'll get your call lined up. Also, haven't been to the website yet. It's a great opportunity as well to head on over there, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, CJ and Malia come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, just before we went to break, we were talking about some of the things you should be looking forward to in 2023. What else you got for us today, CJ?
Talking about reviewing your monthly budget and kind of delineating between what is a budget versus what is an expense summary. So step number one is to know where does your money go? That's an expense summary. So it's looking at your credit card bill or your debit or your checking account statement and assessing where is this money going? And then is it going to debt? So this would be a really good project for all of our listeners if you haven't done this. How much of your money that comes in goes out to debt service? Because listen, at the end of the day, you want to be in control of where your money goes and how much joy you get out of it. It takes a lot of effort to go to work or to even, if you're in retirement, even to just pull money out of your retirement account. You put in a lot of work to save those dollars. So it's important that you know where it's going, how much is going to debt, how much is interest, and are you comfortable with where you're at presently? Idea number three would be to review your current savings account. So again, if you've listened to our show for any period of time, you know that we like our clients to have somewhere between 3 to 9 months of living expenses in a savings account. And you know, people go, well, why? And the answer is, if you haven't lived independently, then that question would make sense. But if you have lived independently, you would know, oh, that's because if I lose a job, I need to have money to cover my expenses. Or when the heater goes out, I need to be able to replace it. So it's just the reality of life is why you need that 3 to 9 months worth of savings. Number four would be review your retirement accounts. So how much did you put away last year? How much of that was matched by an employer? And then how much do you plan on putting into your retirement account in 2023? Matter of fact, big pro tip here. I will bet that a large portion of our listeners are getting nice cost of living adjustments in their paychecks next year. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you may not be, and I empathize, right? But for those who are, there is no great or easier time to increase your retirement account contribution, because if you got a, I'll just say, 6% raise, take half of that and put into your 401k, and the other half come due. It is a hidden way for you to raise that contribution because you weren't getting that income at the end of the year. And a couple others here would be, just to be aware, contribution levels in 2023 will be going up, maximum contribution levels, I should say. So in 2023, you can put $22,500 into your 401k plan if you are under the age of 50, or $30,000 if you are over the age of 50. That's gone up by a couple thousand dollars from 2022. And then in your IRAs, you can put in $6,500 as a max contribution if you're under the age of 50, or $7,500 a year if you're over the age of 50. So there you go. Not only can you take some of your cost of living adjustment and put it in, but you also have a higher maximum contribution level. And finally, just remember to review your asset allocation. As you get closer to retirement, you want to be aware of how much risk you're taking on as you get prepared to start using that money.
Really vital information this morning from our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, and some great options there for you. Again, all online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. We will talk about some other areas that you want to pay attention to as we're heading into 2023. We will get those details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
I 824 1310 WIBA, and of course, hanging out with our friends from Kloss Financial, Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Looking ahead to the new year, and these are some great tips and great ideas as we look ahead to the new year. And Malia, what are some of the things we should be considering as we look to 2023?
Yeah, so we like to, you know, really embrace where we're at. Pretty much what CJ was mentioning, really taking a look at where you're at with your debt. And so my first tip is actually sit down and put together a net worth statement. So this is where you're going to collect all your bank statements. Probably they're emailed to you on a monthly basis, not necessarily physical anymore. And you're going to look at your bank statements for all your savings accounts, checking accounts, maybe after-tax investment accounts, and retirement savings accounts. You're going to take a look first at all the assets that you actually have to compile to make this net worth statement for yourself. You're going to include the value of your home. Maybe you have a cabin, maybe you have land, rental units, whatever. All of those are assets. And so that's where you start with this process. And then you follow up by looking at everything you owe. So this, of course, is the debt that CJ was mentioning. We're going to have our mortgage. We're going to include any car loans on that, any personal loans, any credit card debt. And what's interesting is some debt is top of mind. I realize that as I speak to clients, and other debt they've just kind of forgotten about. It's really like, well, what about this? What about this? They, yeah, I guess we do have another car loan we pay. I mean, it's out of sight, out of mind. People sometimes don't even realize where they're sitting. And so that is the purpose of a net worth statement, to see how do I sit today? Because if I know how I sit today, whether it's beautiful or ugly, at least I know what I need to do next, what steps to take next. I need to find out where I'm at today. So very key that we would suggest you take your assets minus your liabilities, which gives you your net worth today. Next, review your Social Security benefits. We talk about this, you know, every fourth show, I feel like. We want you to either review your yearly statement, or if you don't see your online statement, then certainly sign up at ssa.gov, because that statement's going to give you an idea with regards to your earnings records over the years, your estimated benefits, and how much your family would receive in the event, actually, if there was a disability or future retirement benefits for yourself. So we want you to understand what your future full retirement age benefit would look like, and make sure you have that knowledge so that you can embrace financial planning, retirement planning with some good information like that. Another step we want you to take is review your beneficiaries. And this is on all of your accounts, everything from your bank accounts to your retirement accounts. And the reason for that is, you know, many people don't even do, even though we suggest you do estate planning, you gather, you get your will done and perhaps a trust. But honestly, the beneficiaries is where it all starts. So if you have an investment account, you better make sure that that investment account has beneficiaries which reflect whom you want to receive the value in the event you're not here. So really make sure that you review all of these on at least an annual basis to make sure they still reflect. We don't want any monies going to ex-spouses, perhaps, or perhaps your mom and dad, because you never changed it 20 years ago when you got married. So you want to make sure that those are adjusted. Next is review your old life insurance policies. So this is a funny one, because many people just, you know, bought life insurance maybe 25 years ago when the kids were little, and they don't really know what they even have anymore. And maybe some of those policies have lapsed. So you want to first pull them out and review them and find out which ones are you actually paying on. Perhaps you have some that possibly are whole life policies that have accrued cash value. And the smart thing might be, speak to your financial advisor, might be to have those policies that have the cash value start paying the premium. So in other words, we just, similar to the net worth statement, we want to make sure you know what you have, and then evaluate, does this even reflect your current life? Maybe you don't even need the life insurance that is current right now, or perhaps you need more. So again, nobody's the same in this situation. Everybody's got their own life and their own family and their own estate plans. But we want to make sure you know what you have and what you should be doing with it. And then finally, begin goal planning about retirement. Believe it or not, some people just arrive at retirement and they didn't plan for it, and the result is not necessarily favorable. So when do you want this to happen? Where do you want to live? We talked about that on our show before. How much money will you need to make this a reality? So I think it's kind of funny when we do a show like this today, people are thinking, we just want to get through the end of the year. Why are you guys talking about next year? It's like, let's get it going now, if possible, to start planning and forecasting and sit down with someone that can help you do that.
Today is the day to do that stuff. And of course, folks, Kloss Financial, love to talk with you. A free conversation, that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial, complimentary to you, 608-442-5637. Before we get to the Kloss Financial quiz question of the week, one final area is about reducing stress, isn't it, CJ?
It is, yeah. So a few ideas to consider as it relates to reducing stress, because we do understand that talking about finances, especially for Americans, is a pretty taboo topic. So some ideas for de-stressing your life that are maybe somewhat connected to financials and other ones not so much. So one would be exercise your mind and your body. So obviously, we all want to financially be prepared for retirement, but sometimes we let our bodies go. And by the time we get to retirement, it doesn't last very long because your body fails. So make sure you're balancing between financial focus and physical focus. Next would be find a hobby. If you don't already have one, this is a great time to slow down and say, hey, what am I going to do if I work, get to retirement, haven't taken care of my body, and have no hobbies? Ugh. Well, what I'll say is you won't enjoy retirement. Next would be evaluate your current job. Is your job creating stress? Is it in an area that you're passionate about? Should you move on to something else? These are important questions because while, yes, a job should be a way for you to provide for yourself, provide for your family, and save for the future, you're going to be spending a lot of time there. And you need to make sure that you enjoy your coworkers and what it is that you're doing. Next would be speak to your partner, your spouse, about your joint financial situation so that everyone is on the same page. So often where we will see troubles lurking is when couples, partners, don't talk about money. And so it's like, well, I think so-and-so is kind of saving for retirement, but I don't make as much as them. And you go, whoa, if you're planning on retiring together, we need to have some level of transparency here about who's saving what and whether or not it's going to be enough to support both of you. So this can often happen in second marriages, in kind of life partnerships where people are not getting married but just living together. It is important that if you're going to be depending upon one another for anything, that you have some open conversations about your finances. And finally, last couple here, live within your means. So just stop unnecessarily spending. Listen, everybody, I talk to young people, and not all young people do this, but when I talk to them, they go, oh, I can't believe that my grandparents used to use a ledger to track their expenses. I can just log in online and see what it is. And I go, that's great. How often do you do that? Oh, you know, maybe once a month. And I always know how much I have in my account. I go, great. How much are you spending on groceries? I don't know. How much are you spending on dining out? I don't know. So the reality is having access to information doesn't make you smarter. Let me repeat that. Having access to information doesn't make you smarter. It's whether or not you actually digest that information and use it in a meaningful way. This is one reason why having media in our at our fingertips has not necessarily made our nation smarter. It's made us more aware of what's happening, but not smarter. Sorry, I just got off on a rabbit trail there a little bit. The last one would be listen to our Money in Motion show or our podcast. There's the final tip for the year. Hey, we do this weekly. We have our podcast up on our website. I really do encourage you, if you are looking to up your IQ on financial planning, retirement planning, debt management, anything financial related, I'm a little bit biased, but I have to say we cover some great content on this show. So consider listening to the podcast or to the live show on Thursdays.
And you mentioned, of course, checking out the podcast. You head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe right from the website, KlaasFinancial.com. You'll see the little green banner. It says the podcast. Click here to listen. Very convenient. Also, while you're at the website, you can sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And the telephone number for Klaas Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It's complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that number as well, because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Next year, 2023, how much can you put away into your employer plan if you are over 50 years old? Is it a total of $20,000 or $30,000 with the catch-up provision? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer to Klaas Financial will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. As mentioned, that is Klaas's telephone number. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, we had a great show. Look forward to talking to you guys real soon. Till then, you take care.
Thanks.
See you guys. Kevin Clark with Make Dreams Realty. He's in studio with us next year on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.